Hello, listeners, and welcome to the preview podcast for the weekend of February 7. I am Joel Marshall, and we're a little bit late this week. We had technical gremlins Thursday afternoon, but we're here now, and joining me to take a look at all the weekend's action is my Winning Post colleague, Carl Diorio. And Carl, a good weekend of racing, black type affairs in Melbourne and Sydney, and some important two-year-old races.
That's right, Joel. The Blue Diamond Preludes are next week, but the two-year-old picture is going to become a little bit more clearer over this weekend, not just at Caulfield, but also in Sydney at Randwick, and also Moonee Valley Friday night. And we've got the two-year-old races also in the provincial areas of Bendigo and Sale. So it's going to be a big weekend for the two-year-olds, and as I said, the Blue Diamond picture will maybe get a little bit clearer.
Yes, certainly. Well, we'll start with Caulfield, and we will begin with the two-year-old races. The first of those is the Chairman Stakes. This is for all comers. It is a Group 3 race, and we're going to have a very warm-priced favourite in the form of Extreme Choice, who we saw go to Sydney and win the Inglis Nursery in quick time off some good trials and jump outs. And yeah, he's in very short. I think I saw $1.55 in some places now, and going to be very hard to beat. I've got him on top. I'll throw him ahead of three of the first starters, and I'll throw in six Simply Invincible for second, who trialled back in the spring and I thought did a pretty good job behind Power Trip. Got right away from the rest of the field. Eight Mandy has showed pace in the Caulfield jump outs, and five Revolving Door probably will be strong late at the end of 1,000 metres. 1.685 for me.
Yeah, Extreme Choice on top for me. It's going to be awfully hard to beat, but I don't know if I want to be taking $1.55. Dominant winner on debut and showed great ability in trials and jump outs prior, so it's the one to beat on home turf over the 1,000 metres. Ahead of number 7 Pearl Congenial, who placed at both starts and has had a few things against her on both occasions, but still done well to place. So, you know, if there's a chink in the Extreme Choice armour, I wouldn't be surprised if Pearl Congenial pounces. Third number 6 Simply Invincible, the first starter, as he alluded to, has shown a little bit of ability in the trials. And for fourth, I'll put in number 3, Dan Reddy.
Race 5 isn't a black type race, but it is the richest race for the meeting, worth $250,000. It is the Inglis Premier, the graduates, of course, of the Melbourne Premier Sale. We have a field of 13, 5 first starters, and I'm with one of those, number 9, Nasdex. 1,200 is going to be a little bit of a query for mine. He's been showing good pace, and he looks pretty handy. He looked handy in the spring in a jump out or two, and he's come back for his second prep gelded, and he's showing good ability at the jump outs. Glenn Boss has ridden him in certainly one of those, and he's on board, so I'm happy to have a little play on him first up. To beat 3, hell of an effort. The stablemate, unbeaten from 2 starts, couldn't do any more than he's done. 11, Watch My Shadow, and 8, Fuse, I've thrown in next best. They're going to improve over a bit of ground, I would have thought, but 1,200 is really going to suit, and they should be hitting the line. 9, 3, 11, 8.
I'm going to go with 9 as well, Nasdex. I like that jump out. It finished 3rd on that occasion and just travelled sweetly in behind them. Draws well in Barrier 5. Glenn Boss will hopefully have options. And you know, straight up to 1,200 metres for a 2-year-old. Don't often see a first starter over 1,200 metres as a 2-year-old. They generally step out over a little bit of distance. But he seems to be a bit professional and might just have the attitude to handle that. So I've got him on top from 2, Valiano, who was placed twice in the spring and then just failed on that soft track down the straight in the Maribyrnong Plate. But I think you know, from Barrier 4 should get the rights or the run. 3rd number 1, Dalrathian, I think will be improved off that last effort in the Blue Diamond Preview, where it got back off a moderately run race and found the line okay. And for 4th, I am putting in number 5, Hey Doc.
Race 7 is the listed WJ Adams Stakes. This is over 1,000 metres, and we've got a funny race here in terms of how the weights are placed. Diamond Oasis 58, Rail Gas 56.5, everything else on 56. Look, I've gone for the Robert Smurden pair, Rail Gas Atmospherical. Rail Gas will be finishing hard. I've gone for him over 3 Atmospherical, having her first run for the stable. Her last prep was a bit disappointing. She had a few, maybe, excuses, wet tracks and some big weights to carry. But, look, she's been trialling okay, but I'm still not completely sold. 9, Travinda, and 11, Run Sati, I'll throw in next best. Travinda gets a nice pulling the weights on a couple of rivals here. And Runsati has been in really good form. This is a much tougher test, and certainly from an outside gate, but he's racing well. 2, 3, 9, 11.
Yeah, well, Robert Smirthen entered Politeness. Yeah, the 104 rider, which has just compressed the weight scale, and I guess played into the hands of the stablemates. And I've gone with 2 Roldas to beat 3 Atmospherical, so I've just gone the other way around. I thought you went 3 from 2. Roldas, just, I think Oakley Plate might just be that perfect sort of horse in a few weeks' time, you know, back off a hot speed, down in the weights, and just might be charging home. And Roldas on the weekends might just produce some sort of similar performance. It looks to be no shortage of speed here. There's going to be plenty of pace on. I think Roldas will get home over the top. From 3 Atmospherical, third number 7, Rough Justice, and for 4th number 9, Trevinda.
Race 8 is the Manfred Stakes. This is Group 3 for the 3-year-olds, and a really good clash here. We've got 13 runners and 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 is 8 up on the spot. 9 horses resuming, and some very exciting types among them. And of course, we've got Golden Spin, likely favourite for the race, who's up and going really, really well. I'm going with 11 Tulsa. He's going to improve as he gets over further, but he's very smart, as we saw through the spring with a number of his performances. We saw stablemate Tavachi come out and win at 1200 in the final race at Racing.com Park on Thursday night. Very impressive. Similar sort of horses. Tulsa maybe has a bit more dash about him, and that's why he's in this sort of a race first up, and I think it'll be hard to beat. From 7 Golden Spin, no knock on him. 6 Palantino first up. He looks in for a good campaign, and 4 Ready for Victory next best. But there's so many others that you can certainly give claims to.
Well, you've just nailed my first 4 in order. And it's
the only 4 you need.
And it's an unbelievably strong race, plenty of depth. You just love to own one of these horses because they're just going to rack up the dollars in the coming months and years. If they stay in Australia, they might even be sold to Hong Kong, you never know. But I have gone with Tulsa on top for the reasons you outlined. I think he's a raw sort of horse that will improve off that last campaign, and I really like the recent jump out. Barrier 5 should settle midfield and be poised to pounce on the home turn. So I've got it on top from Golden Spin, who's race fit, just a professional colt, has plenty of upside. I think people are, well, some people might be in danger of underestimating his ability because he has gone from a maiden victory at Bendigo to a 3-year-old win at Caulfield in the off-season, and maybe people underestimate the quality of this horse. Palantino in for third. He's got immeasurable upside. And for 4th, number 4, Ready for Victory, was unlucky first up last campaign. Surprised that they put Voxstock up as favourite as a $5 chance. I thought it was easily in the double figures. Even though it's 3 from 3, I just don't know about his credentials at this level. I'd have a few ahead of him.
All right, well, we've centred on 4 horses there. If they need to go wider for the quaddie, anything else? I was thinking maybe Puritan.
Definitely.
Prince of Brooklyn.
Possibly not Prince of Brooklyn. Maybe needs a touch further, but Barry 1 brings him into play. Gold Sympathy is not one of mine, but and from the outside, Barry, I'd be inclined to risk. Maybe even Tokyo Tycoon, perhaps, but definitely put in Puritan.
All right, best and value for Caulfield Saturday, Carl.
Good one. Tulsa's the value, and the best bet would be Roldas.
My best is one we haven't spoken about, is Grand Rosso, race 3, number 14. Come off a little bit of a freshen up latest run, really good run second behind Here to There. I think can turn the tables on that runner here up to the mile from a good draw, and my value is the first starter, Nasdex, race 5, number 9. Across to Sydney, where we race at Royal Randwick on Saturday. We have a 9 race card, and we have 3 black type races. Well, 2 black type, 1 restricted listed race, which is the English Classic. But we'll kick off with the Group 2, and it is the Breeders' Classic. No each way betting here, or certainly no third dividend anyway. 7 runners. This is for the mares. I've gone with 3 Dublin Lass off a bit of a let up. A recent trial was pretty sound without the blinkers. She'll be carrying them on Saturday, and I think she'll be very hard to beat. Well placed with 54 kilos. Amicus, the class runner, she can run well. Miss Cover Girl, number 2 next, and number 4, I've got the looks in for 4.
It's Dublin Lass on top for me as well. Just forgiving that last start run where it raced close to a fast speed and the Razor Sharp, I think it looks ideally suited against her own gender here. So got her on top from five slots, who really hit the line hard last time at Gosford in a strong race against the males. Third number four, I've got the Looks. It just seems to be racing maybe a length or two short of her best, but certainly can figure here. And for fourth number two, Miss Covergirl, 3, 5, 4, and 2.
Race five is the Inglis Classic, another $250,000 race. This is restricted to the horses bought at the Inglis Classic sale in Sydney. And I've gone for number 12, Soviet Secret, the Victorian Visitor. Sam Pritchard Gordon trains James McDonald to ride. This horse ran second in the Merson Cooper back in the spring. Really good run. She's had a good prep for this with a jump out win down in Victoria, then up to Sydney, had the benefit of a trial, went really well, scouted wide, seemed to handle the occasion and the other way of going very well. So I'm happy to back her each way from 10, Wonderful Story, who was trialed very well leading into this. Six Men to Love's a horse so I don't mind. He's had a couple of placings, both of them behind number three, Walk Right In, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him turn the tables. Probably should have finished very close to him on debut with a bit more luck, and then the latest run scoring wasn't bad. I think 1200 really suits, and 11 Twist Tops in for fourth, good return from her, and this looks a suitable affair for her. 12 10 6 11.
And well, similar sort of numbers. I've gone 10 on top, Wonderful Story. It's a first starter, trained by Chris Waller. The Dam is a half sister to the Melbourne Cup winner Shocking. I've liked all three of his trials, the latest on Monday at Rose Hill. Has been placed in all three hit-outs and just looks at a professional colt. So I've got him on top. I'm not, you know, too impressed by the price. It is $4 favourite. I was hoping for a little bit better because there are some exposed commodities, and when you're the first starter, you've got to do everything right. And being favourite, it's maybe just a touch of unders at the moment. Got ahead of 12 Soviet Secret for the reasons you outlined. Recent jump out at Balnarring was quite good. Third, I've put in number 11 Twist Tops, who has got the experience edge on a few of these, and the last start, first up run behind Scarlet Rain was good. I think it suggested that it was just looking for that extra distance, which it gets here. And fourth, number one, Rampage. And Man to Love was actually my fifth pick. Both times it probably should have finished closer to the winner, Walk Right In. So I think you're onto something there in including it as a second selection.
Yeah, about 40 or 50 to 1 too, I think. So it might be worth a couple of dollars there. Listeners, race seven is the Eskimo Prince Stakes. This is an exciting race, much like the Manfred, with the three-year-olds here. We've got 11 to go around, and we have 7 of them resuming, including the very exciting Pride of Dubai, who has the 60.5, and Counterattack, a Group 1 place Counterattack with 58.5, and I'm going with him. He's had the two trials, looks to be going well. Been tinkering a bit with gear. He had blinkers in his second trial, but they've gone with winkers on race day, so obviously just tinkering around with his gear. He won first up last prep. He went on to win third up and then did a really good job in the Group 1 to run third behind his stablemate Japanisma, who was entered for this but is saved for another day. I think he'll be hard to beat from 1 Pride of Dubai in for second. Interesting to see how he comes back. 8 Wolf Cry. He's better than just a maiden winner. Clearly his form last prep was good and he was backed off the map and won easily up on the Gold Coast. And 11 Canny Essence, a horse that just needs to prove himself at this level, but he's a nice type. He won well first up and might continue to improve. 3, 1, 8, 11.
Same exactor, 3 to beat 1. I've gone Counterattack on top from Pride of Dubai. Two telling factors for me. 1, Pride of Dubai having to concede 2 kilos to Counterattack. And the second point is just Counterattack has got that more experience and Pride of Dubai is coming off that longer break. We haven't seen Pride of Dubai since April after he fought off the canvas to win the size produce, but Counterattack had a good spring campaign, including a placing in the Coolmore Stud Stakes behind the stablemate Japanisme. So for that reason, maybe Counterattack will be more forward, and Pride of Dubai might just need this to blow out the cobwebs. Third, I've put in number 2, Tarquin, who will be better over further, but just might carry a bit of residual fitness off that December run where it was just nailed on the line by Torgusten, which is my fourth selection. I'm sure I've slaughtered the pronunciation of that horse, but it is my fourth selection there, the Chris Waller trained 3-year-old colt by Pins. It's won 3 of its past 5 starts and looks to be a very nice horse. 3, 1, 2, and 5.
All right, best and value for Randwick, Carl.
Well, my value bet is in race 6, and that's number 5, Arab Dawn. I'm quite keen to see this grey gelding step out. I think he's a wonderful value, considering he's up against an even money favourite in Hasselhoof. I'm keen to take a set against Hasselhoof. I don't think it's worthy of being a $2.40 chance in this field. And I think Arab Dawn's a wonderful horse. It's got strong form behind the likes of Jack Hobbs, and it's certainly a horse that's going to be better over a little bit further, but its two recent trials have been quite good, and a bit of given the ground, it won't mind either. So around about $13, $14, I'm keen to play Arab Dawn, and the best bet is Dublin Last, race 4, number 3.
All right, I made Mert the Flirt my best, race 8, number 5. He's going well this time in, good return at Ballarat, good run at Wyo, and then very good in the Magic Millions Cup. This looks easier, 59 kilos, but he's been carrying weight well this prep, and I think he'll be very hard to beat. A bit of a roughie in that race, number 3, keep it to yourself at 50-1. Just been going fair early this prep, but he ran in some tough races, the Festival, the Villiers, he really had no hope. He dropped back to this sort of level last start, was wide, and really kept finding the line in a driving finish. I thought with a bit of luck he might run a cheeky race. My value was Soviet Secret, race 5, number 12. Over to Morphettville on Saturday, Carl, and what have we found for the listeners there?
Best bet is race 7, and that's number 9, What's in a Name. I just think What's in a Name is ready to produce here. It's been knocking on the door. I've been following all campaign. There's no reason to jump off. I thought his last start effort behind Jim's Journey was quite sound, and I've got him on top. Hopefully he breaks through from 1 Gambling Guru, 5 Jim's Journey, and 3 Cushard Darcy. And the value bet comes up in the last race. It's Bo's My Boy, race 8, number 10. It's first up from a spell. It has got a decent first up record. It has won first up in the past. It draws well in barrier 3. It's an on-speed runner down in the weights. There's plenty of chances, and hopefully we get a bit of a price about Bo's My Boy for that reason, because there's plenty of winning hopes, the likes of Duckworth, Elko Broom, On a Dream, Pepper the Pin, and I think we'll get each way a price about Bo's My Boy, race 8, number 10.
Well, just before we came into here, I ran into someone in the office. They like to think of themselves as a bit of an Adelaide guru, and they wouldn't hear a race 7, number 6, lucky getting beaten. So maybe a Quinella with your top tip for the listeners.
Maybe not.
Ascot Racing in the West on Saturday, no black type affairs, smallish fields again, it's a bit of a trend there of late. Of course, we've got the two Magic Millions races at Pinjarra on Sunday. They're trying something a little bit different there. I think Michelle Payne is riding at the meeting. Lucky Street's going to be very, very short in the 3-year-old race, and will be very, very hard to beat. The 2-year-old race, I can't remember the name of the horse I've tipped, but it's trained by Stan Bates. Jason Whiting to ride with blinkers on down towards the bottom in the 2-year-old race might be one to have a look at. But back to Ascot on Saturday, my best is Socially Unique for Willie Pike in the last race, 8, number 9. Stepped up in trip last start, ran second, ran well, but they're coming back to it from 1800 to 1400, but blinkers on, Willie Pike rode. You'd think the blinkers going on would probably be at his recommendation, and he sticks, so he'll be very hard to beat. My value in a very winnable race, race 5, number 10, Uncle George, has been battling a bit this prep, but a couple of fourths from his last 3 runs, and as I said, this looks a winnable race. He might run a race at odds. Doomben on Saturday. I don't know why I skipped Doomben.
I was about to say, I was just worried we were going to miss Queensland.
I don't know why I did that, but anyway, bonus for you, Perth listeners. You got in ahead of Brisbane this week. Doomben on Saturday. Again, no black type races. But my best is Kaiser Franz, race 2, number 5. I think this horse is ready. He's had the 3 runs. He went from a mile to 2200 third up, and I thought he ran on okay. He'll be much more fitter on Saturday, and I don't think there's too many winning hopes. I think Outraged is the one to beat, but I'm pretty keen on Kaiser Franz, race 2, number 5. And my value is Mashani Stealth, race 6, number 4. He had a long spell. He's had 5 runs, and he's been going okay. Then been mixing distances, had a bit of a freshen up in between. I thought the latest run was really good, and I see him getting a really good run here from barrier 3 in a winnable race where a few of his dangers are drawn wide. All right, we've done Perth. Now across the Tasman to New Zealand on Saturday, where we have a very good meeting down the South Island at Wingatui, where we have 3 stakes races. The race of the day is at Tarapa. They've only got 7 races. The other races are okay. There's some nice horses. There's only one black type race, but it is the race of the day. It is the Waikato Guineas, the three-year-old Group 2 over 2,000 metres. And probably a field of 15. There was 16, but one of them did go around yesterday. And we see the New Zealand Derby favourite line up in Tavago, the Trent Bussard and the Natalie Young trained son of Tavistock, who I know, Carl, you have huge wraps on. Unluckily beaten on Karaka Million Night. That was with Blake Shin in the saddle. Danielle Johnson, who has one on the horse, gets back aboard. He's favourite. He's favourite for the Derby. You'd expect him to win. I've tipped him on top. Carl, run us through your thoughts on Tavago.
Yeah, well, it looks a nice race for him. I know they were weighing up this race or the Avondale Guineas, isn't that right, Joel?
In a couple of weeks. They could go to both. I think that's sort of what they might do. Yeah,
well, it's just curious to see. I mean, obviously, he was unlucky the other night, and in this race, he meets a similar sort of rivals, and you'd think the added distance will suit, and he just looks a really nice progressive horse, and important note in that Karaka Mile race as well, the first four place getters over the line, he ran third, the other three sat first, second, and third in running, and he was about four or five back on the fence, so his effort to get so close, regardless of the interference in the straight, was very good.
Yes, and the two that beat him home are in there, Ragu and It's Ben Again. But Tavago on top for me. Zakata second. He's the one. Mm. He ran really well behind Tavago. Two runs back where he shot away to a lead and got run down late. And then last time out was just a tragedy. He should have won.
He's better than what he showed in Melbourne, didn't he?
Yeah, certainly. He's improving as he gets up over a bit of ground. And he should have won last night. He ran second. Just caused interference when trying to get out of a pocket because he was just so unlucky and ended up getting relegated to third. But number 16, Humidor, he's only $13. I was looking at the odds last night. I thought he'd be huge odds, but quite like him, and they're onto him a bit. He'll run well and four, get that jive. In for fourth, across to wrap up, my best bet is Vine Vale, race 7, number 12, and my value is Polar Secret, race 1, number 8. Wingatui, as I said, is probably a better overall meeting. We've got 9 races. 3 stakes events. My best bet is race 9, number 5, The Real Deal. Really good runs of late to place these last 3. Gets the claim, should be very hard to beat. And my value is in the Dunedin Gold Cup, race 7, number 14, Princess Brooke. Ran a really good race when taken to Trentham for their carnival. Back to the south, I think, will be hard to beat with the 53 kilos. That just about takes us out. Of course, we've got some good meetings in Tassie today. We've got the Derby and we've got the Cup on Monday. Carl, did you fancy anything in Tassie over a couple of days?
Good question. On the spot, I'm trying to remember what I've tipped. I went for the Chris Waller thing in the Cup. I think it's Quick Strike.
Quick Strike, Craig Williams to ride.
That's right, number 3. It gets in just a couple of kilos under the top weight there, metaphorical. I think it's ready to win. I think you've got the Derby you've got on
today. The Derby is today.
That's today, and it's a nice field. I see a big Victorian contingent head over. I see John McCarville's got Bob of the Head going across, and I went with Patrick Payne's horse, El Shamil, in that race. And the Bow Mistress, it's probably the best race on the Tasmanian calendar. It's always a big, wide-open fillies and mares race, plenty of chances. Marred by a couple of early scratchings, the likes of Miss Steele withdrawn for drawing wide barriers. And I went with the David Brythoak-trained mare there, Our Harmony, to be ridden by Damien Oliver. Just think it's going to get a lovely run from the barrier. And the reigning champion,
I love it. Very short, that $1.60 now with those scratchings.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it deserves to be that short, but it is going to get a nice run from barrier 4 or 5 by memory. So you can tell I haven't got the form guide in front of me, but it's going to be a really nice race meeting Friday and Monday at Hobart.
Yeah, did catch you on the spot a little bit there. Sebring Sally, I think, will win on Monday. Chris Waller, Damien Oliver, she's in the strut stakes. She was good at Mini Valley last start. She's improving as she gets over ground. Well, we've rambled on long enough. $20 bet, Carl?
Arab Dawn, 10 each way.
All right, and I will go as I get caught on the spot here. My $20 bet, I like Grand Rosso at Caulfield. You can back him each way at around $8, I think, race 3. Number 14, don't forget to pick up your winning post. All the action, as I said, Friday through till Monday. Hopefully we found you a few winners. All the best, and we will be back next week with the preview podcast.